make peace with your past, and you will find out that it was not so bad. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Make peace with your past, and you will see it was not all that bad. As we chastise ourselves for things that we have done and things we have not done and things that we would like to have done, we do so with a remembrance of an importance for that particular thing that was not there. Oh, it seemed like it was very important. Actually, it didn't seem that important at all. Because whenever we do anything, we do it with our whole heart. We can't get away from doing that. That's just our nature. We do something, we do everything with our whole heart. And as we do everything with our whole heart, we are giving our attention to it to the best of our ability. And then we go on. Now, did we study well enough when we were in high school? Did we do our lessons diligently? Did we learn good habits of study? Did we learn good habits of doing things as we should have been doing them? Did we make the best? Did we get the most out of every course that we took? What's the difference between a genius and an ordinary person? A genius is a person who has a built-in desire to know. A genius is a person who has a built-in desire not only to know, but that he knows. He has a built-in awareness of himself, of being not happy with what he's learning, but being thrilled with what he's learning, being excited about learning, being excited about becoming aware. Now, you see, learning has been taught to us throughout all of our lives that it is something that we have to make ourselves do to be aware of it. Whereas education should really be a reminder that we already know all these things. Now, we said that often before, but it should be a reminder that we already know all these things. And when education is a reminder that we already know all these things, we are educating ourselves every moment of our life. We are waking up to an awareness every day of our life of just who and what we are. Now, if we left something unsaid, if we forgot to say thank you, and usually it's a purposeful thing, we've forgotten to do something because we did not want to do it. If we were unkind with our words or our thoughts to anyone, including ourselves, and we want to relive that past moment, don't do that. Don't do that. We all have the opportunity to relive the past if we wish, but as we relive the past, we're living it in the present. We're living it with our thought of the past now and the thought of the present now, and we're conjoining them in such a beautiful fashion that we feel very uplifted by it, or not. We can feel belittled by it if we feel that we were inferior or incapable of doing things that we should have done, or we can be uplifted by it by painting it however we wish to paint it right now and right here. Make peace with your past. As you look at your past, you think of all the things you've done. You think of all the things you could have done. You think of all the things you wish you had done, because your learning curve, your awareness curve, as you're a child, was much greater than when you're an adult. Is that true? Is that true? Is our awareness curve slower as an adult than it was as a child? The truth is not. It's just that as a child, we are becoming aware of so many things. We are becoming aware of our foundation principles. And we think that is a great deal, and it is. We're becoming aware of languages, of ways of communication, of ways of using our bodies, of ways of using our mind, of ways of using our senses, of ways of listening within, of ways of becoming sensitive to who and what we are. Now this happens in our childhood, and it happens all of our life, actually. And as this happens to us, we feel a brilliance about it. Not the superiority brilliance, but just a brilliance of knowing what we're doing. We feel very good about it. Now, we can go and listen to classical music. What I'm doing right now, I'm taking a series of courses, which are quite fantastic, quite charming, and very revealing to me. It's from the Great Courses. And the Great Courses are a very wonderful series of courses from the great professors of universities throughout the world. And these great professors are talking in subjects and areas that I had never even thought of thinking about earlier. Or if I thought of thinking about them, I just didn't do it. And their courses in art and music, in philosophy, the rise and fall of the British Empire, the great thinkers, great theorems, the cathedral, the music of Richard Wagner, nutrition made clear, the everyday guide of wine, building great sentences, all sorts of fantastic things, you know. And what are these things? What are these things? These are causing our mind to think of different subjects. It's causing our mind to think in different ways. I'm listening to one right now called Nutrition Made Clear. And it's a beautiful program of quite a few, 36 lectures in fact. And it tells me all about what a nutritionist, what a dietitian thinks about our present day diet and the foods that we're eating, the vitamins and minerals and things that are necessary to our body. I'm stimulating my mind to think in an area that is very charming and very uplifting. And as I think of these things, I'm thinking of them from a point of view that, hey, this is interesting. I'm challenging my mind. I'm challenging my attitudes. I'm challenging who and what I am. And I feel just utterly fantastic about it. I listened to this Professor Daniel Robinson, and he's at Oxford University and Georgetown University. And as he speaks with such a clarity and such precision that my whole mind and consciousness are taken to the philosophers throughout all of time, from before Socrates and Plato, before time was virtually, and on to the present. Stopping here and there 50 times along the way or 60 times along the way, telling you all about a lecture, each one half hour long. I'm titillating my mind. Now, I know all these things. All these things are in the universal mind, which I am one with. And as I'm this universal mind, I bring to my attention all these things. Now, I can read this or listen to a series of tapes on the Everyday Guide to Wine. And really, I've never been a wine connoisseur. I've never been a person who was greatly interested in all the different wines. I would drink a glass of wine now and then and flavor it and savor it and enjoy it. But to know why wine is made and how wine is made and what the purpose of it is and how it came to be and what the different flavors of it are and how you can enjoy the flavors more by having an awareness in your mind of the flavors that your body is partaking in. Well, now, these are actually wonderful things. They're fantastic and uplifting things. They're revealing things. They're things that go on within us all the time. Now, here I am, past high school, past college, and I'm learning about the music of Richard Wagner. here I am learning about St. Thomas Aquinas. And I went to a Jesuit university and learned about many of these things, but I never knew him as this professor presents him to me. And I never knew about Socrates the way this professor presents him to me. I never knew about all these different men and their and different ways of looking at things and how they embellish their life by living these things. And they were just natural geniuses that even though they were challenged as they were learning to be geniuses, as they were learning to be educated, even though they were challenged because they were in schools that they didn't appreciate or their parents had died when they were young, and they went on to do these things by happenstance, and of course we all know there's no happenstance in life. Now, how can that be? How can that be that we can make the past with our present? We make peace with the past with our present. I didn't learn all these things when I was a kid. I had the chance to. I didn't have these teachers, these professors who are awakening my mind. But you see, that's the big feature of it. They are awakening my mind. They are awakening my intelligence. They are awakening my awareness. Now, these great courses, this organization has gone around to all of the major universities and checked into who were their outstanding professors, who were their outstanding teachers, ones who made the students want to attend their classes, ones who had the largest drawing, not because of a required subject, but because of a subject that was a professor and a presentation that awakened within them the desire to be aware, the desire to remember their past and remember the things that they learned or that they always knew, and we always did know it. So when we make peace with our past, instead of saying, why didn't we? I'm always learning. I'm always becoming aware. I'm always reading. I'm reading about science. I'm reading about cosmology, and I'm reading about the astrology, and I'm reading about astronomy. I'm reading about scientific things. I'm reading about the atom and the quark and the quantum theories. I'm reading about all these things. Well, why? Why should I do that? Here I am, a retired adult, no longer really too active in these things, retired into one type of profession, into another profession, into another profession, and it's a never-ending retirement because I make peace with my past. I don't say, why didn't I learn it then? Or why couldn't I have learned it then so that I could enjoy it now? I am aware of it now. To learn is to be aware. I'm aware of these things now, and they are equally exciting. And how interesting, as I put the information together today with what I've learned in the past, what I've become aware of in the past, and these make a beautiful kaleidoscope for me. They make a beautiful picture, a beautiful pattern, a beautiful awareness. And I have ramifications to subjects and to attitudes that I would never have had earlier on. But I'm having them now. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is that as I make peace with my past, I find out that I learned indeed a great deal more than I realized. I was aware of a great deal more than I realized. As I reconsider my past, as I think it through, I think of all the marvelous, wonderful experiences I had and how great it was and how it compares much with my present. Because as I was with an open mind, receptive and interested in everything, so even today, that receptivity, that interest in everything continues in me. And I listen avidly to everything. And I learn new thoughts with everything. But I know that there is within me all knowledge. I know that there is within me all desire to be aware of knowledge. I know that there is within me an interest in all things good and beautiful. And it is kind of exciting. In fact, it's not only kind of exciting, it's very exciting. I make peace with my past, and I'm sure to see that it was not that bad. It was not as I thought it was. Because as I make peace with my past, I see my past under a new light. Under a new light of my present wisdom. Under a new light of my present understanding. Under a new light of my present love. And how great that is. Because that love, that understanding, that new light that I'm under is so great, so beautiful, so rewarding, so fulfilling, that it just is unbelievable. Join with me in seeing the light within and recognizing that everything of the past is in the present. And everything of the present is in the allness. And everything in the allness is me. And I know, I'm aware, I'm alert, I'm interested. And as I see through different eyes, different features of my past, I see it as a fantastic, glorious experience. And with that same differentness of eyes that I look at my present, that I look at where I am and what I'm doing and who I'm being with, it becomes all the more exciting every moment that I do it. It's a great and glorious experience to be living in the present, living in the past, living in the allness right now. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.